notice him. He not only came to Beersheba and he left his servant there, but he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die, and said, "It's enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I'm not better than my father's." And I don't know whoever told him he was any better than his father's, but nevertheless, his father's had died, and he said now he wants to die. Now, you must admit that that's quite a change from the man on the top of Mount Carmel, defying the prophets of Baal, and the man now hiding under a juniper tree way down in the south, the other end of that land, hiding from a woman, from Jezebel. Ahab didn't make any effort to destroy him or to arrest him at all. But I tell you, Jezebel hated him, and she is not going to let him get by with it if she can do anything for him at all. Now, I think that we need to note that this man had gone through that traumatic experience when he stood before that altar and prayed God and the fire from heaven fell. And then he put to death the prophets of Baal. Then there was the great rainstorm that came, and it was a victory for Elijah. And so Ahab went back and reported to Jezebel, and she sent him a telegram and said, "I want you to know that I intend to get you." And she is the most wicked woman in the Bible. And Elijah got his eyes off the Lord, and he ran to what was the end of the world in that day. And when he got to Beersheba, he just kept going, and he felt he was out of reach. And frankly, when I see him crawl up and underneath that juniper tree, I'm ashamed of him. He couldn't sing, "Down in the dumps I'll never go. That's where the devil keeps me low." I'm sure that some of us, very pious fundamentalists, we would have given him a very fine little lecture on to be cheerful and optimistic and smile, that Romans 8:28 was still in the Bible. But may I say to you, I don't think you could get Elijah to smile under that juniper tree. I heard of an English divine that preached a sermon some time ago on the subject, "Brief, bright, and brotherly." Elijah didn't feel that way underneath that juniper tree. Now, you can criticize him, you can find fault with him, you can denounce him, and you can say he's not trusting God as he should, and that he's a disgrace to the Lord, and you can throw a brick at him, and you can say, "Is this the man that defied the prophets of Baal? Is this the man that said, 'If the Lord be God, follow him'?" What's happened to our prophet? What disease has smitten him? What's the diagnosis of his disease? Could you give us the etiology of it? Well, let me suggest to you here several things. There is here a physical cause. He's overworked, he's overwrought, and he's overworried. He was physically exhausted. I think he could have dropped in his tracks after that experience on Mount Carmel. He was worn out with this arduous task of standing for God. The sin of the ministry is not finances, friends. Great many people think that it is. I think there are few that run a religious racket. I know several, I'm confident, are doing that. But the average preacher, actually, that's not the problem. When I was ordained, they warned me of three sins of the ministry: pride, and of being boresome, and laziness. And I'm confident some folk are never going to get under a juniper tree. And you know why? They're too lazy. Why, there were 7,000 that had not bowed the knee to Baal, and they're not under a juniper tree. No, but they're hiding up yonder in a cave somewhere. And they'll never be able to stand on the lofty heights of Mount Carmel, and they'll never be able to see the fire come down from heaven. This man Elijah stood alone. He was a prodigal of his own physical strength. And some dear saint, I'm sure, whispered in his ear, "You're doing too much. Take it easy." Elijah would never have run from Jezebel if he hadn't been exhausted. And I think we need today men that are willing to work for God. I hear a great deal today of folk being dedicated to God, and they're as lazy and careless in the Lord's work as they possibly can be. Now, will you notice there's something else here? There is a psychological factor. This is the day of hypertension, frustrations, sterility, frigidity, nervous debilitation, disappointment, discouragement, despondency, letdown, rundown, and a breakdown. And perhaps you misunderstood about this man. He was rough and rugged. He was a blood and thunder man. He had a rugged exterior. He concealed a sensitive soul. He was ruled by his emotions, though, and he could go from that of elation to that of dejection. He possessed the finer sensibilities, I think, an artistic taste, an aesthetic nature. Those who do things are emotional. They suffer maybe from manic depressive psychosis, as the psychologist says. A woman is probably the most delicate of God's creatures. And may I say to you that she is emotional, but she has a finer sensibility than a man. Elijah had that kind of a nature. You ever notice that God put around that tabernacle with all its beauty and wealth and wonderful workmanship, badger skin? That was the exterior. The exterior of this man here is a man that was like that. And that's Elijah for you. And he's crying out now to God to take his life. I tell you, he's in a bad condition.